You are listening to the audio production of The Dark Side of Mercury, Book 2 of the Spacebound series by R.J. Harbour, published by One Audiobooks. This book was originally published by Bakken Books and is read by Ramon D'Ocampo. As you navigate life's journey, never underestimate the power of expression and communication. Your words and feelings shape your journey. Let your voices be true and connect with others. Embrace your specialness and let your hearts understand others. Remember, every conversation leaves a mark. Chapter 1. Fuel. I'm filled with one burning desire. Explore space. Our next goal is the planet Mercury. Still, my burning desire to explore space doesn't burn as badly as my muscles. Not after carrying 99 gallons of water to fill the fuel tanks. I never thought owning a spaceship would be so much work. I groan. The tanks hold 2,000 gallons, so I've a long way to go. Our ship, Nova, runs on water. This fuel generates her neutron boosters. Why does Nova have so many stairs? My 10-year-old sister wipes sweat from her face. Then she trips and spills half her bucket. The water splashes me right in the face. Ivory, stop spilling the water. She turns on the stairs above me. Like you never make mistakes, she cries. I wipe the water running down my neck. Please pay more attention to what you're doing. I almost fell, she complains. But if you'd been more careful. Her face is red as she cuts me off. I'll show you careful, she mutters. Ivory has a short fuse. Really short. I barely have time to suck in a breath before she dumps the rest of the water on my head. I sputter as she stomps down the stairs. The icy, cold water runs down my back. You own the engine half of Nova, so the fuel tanks are yours anyway. You fill them. Her voice fades as she stomps away. Come on, Ivory. But she is already gone. A section of the stairs next to me flattens into a ramp. Echo must be here. I turn. He holds out a tray full of parts I had asked him to bring. He only has one wheel, but he can still move really fast. Watch out, it's wet, I say. Too late. His wheel spins out and squeals on the wet ramp. The tray flies up in the air. Whoa, whoa, whoa! The lights under his outer shell flash from yellow to brown. I catch him before he tumbles over the rail. That was close, I mutter. You can thank Ivory for the wet ramp. He looks down at the computer parts scattered in the grass under Nova.
Thank her for this mess? Is this a joke?
I continue up the stairs. Well, it's not funny, but it is Ivory's fault.
Humans can be so confusing, Echo says.
Then he bends toward the railing and rubs his taste sensor on it. He's still getting used to the taste processors I installed.
Yuck, he states. Railings do not taste good.
Then he reverses down the ramp. Nova, I say, stepping into my incredible ship. How far can we travel on 100 gallons of water? Everything is right with the world. Nova's interior is always a welcoming sight. Captain, that is only a 5% fuel supply. We could safely travel to the Earth's moon and back. Nova's calm voice fills the ship. Oh, I say, looking at my bucket. Fueling Nova could take years.
Yes, at this speed it could, Nova agrees.
Echo rolls in, holding up a dirty motherboard, and says,
Echo thinks this motherboard is ruined.
Well, how about we install it and see? I reply sarcastically.
Echo does not want that motherboard installed. It is covered in dirt,
Echo responds. I roll my eyes. It was a joke, Echo. I'm not going to install it. It's practically a mud pie. Echo turns the board over in his hand and puts it up to his mouth.
Yuck,
he says. I didn't mean...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?